Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jared Decker, talking EPDs. Back with Jared in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Dr. Jared Decker is one of the leaders in the U.S. land grant system when it comes to helping cattle producers get their arms around EPDs, Expected Progeny Differences Technology. Dr. Decker is a beef cattle professor at the University of Missouri in Columbia, and he told us at the recent Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting down in Fort Worth, Texas, that today we've just got so much information. You got to have an understanding of what exactly you're looking for when you start trying to drill down into those numbers that are EPDs.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. We've had EPDs around for 40 years, and if we talk to beef producers or if we survey beef producers, they're still making their selection decisions based on the actual performance. So we've still got issues of maybe too many producers in the industry not buying into the old tool of EPDs, and then we're starting to layer on top of that DNA testing and selection indexes and all of these things. So if you're not careful, it can sound a lot real complicated real quick. And so the message I'm trying to get out, if we use the right tools, we can make it simpler. So economic selection indexes really simplifies things because it takes all the available information and boils it down to one number for us to look at. So when we're looking at that bull sale catalog with 20, 30, 40 different pieces of information on it, our eyes can go to one number, which will help us rank those bulls, and it ranks them on what I think is the most important trait in beef cattle production: profit.
Dr. Decker indicates that that dollar index, in this case the dollar index for looking at profit, offers some real value to beef cattle producers, even those that don't necessarily understand all the various EPDs that go in to that single index.
I think it helps them have a consistent breeding plan year after year after year. So they're going to say, I'm going to select cattle based on this index that matches my production system. And so that helps them with that consistency. It helps them focus on their economic well-being. So they're not chasing the fad of the day, but they're chasing profit. And lastly, it simplifies things. You know, I think it's really easy for us to hit information overload really quick. And so I like the simplicity that those economic selection indexes bring to our selection decisions.
When you look at that particular number, you look at EPDs in general, you kind of alluded to the fact that maybe there's still a little bit of a trust factor here among a lot of ranchers when it comes to, EPDs, are they okay? Are genomic EPDs, are they really that much better?
So regardless of how technical we want to get in terms of buying into paying for genomic testing, the thing to keep in mind is at the end of the day, we need to be making our selection decisions based on genetics. So whether that's EPDs or genomic enhanced EPDs, we have to be using those genetics, because when we go to buy that bull, we're not bringing his environment home with us. We're bringing his genetics home with us. And so he's really just a package delivering that genetic potential to our next calf crop. And so we really need to focus those decisions on the genetics of the bull.
Dr. Jared Decker, who helps beef producers understand and use genomic technologies in their selection decisions. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 5th, live on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV's Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,800 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 9,850 calves on cows. If you'd like details on when an estimated lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.